have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach, and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Be a Monday here on Joy with Luke, Rach, and Cam without a bit of a dating dilemma.
Rachel's dating dilemma.
We used to get that sting.
I can't have her record it with her voice like this.
That's true, actually.
How many times have I sung it in the last infinity?
I'm not taking a clip from when you're singing it in the room because
like
you never commit.
Barbershop quartet.
I do. That's me committing.
No, I'll get you to commit.
Oh, you want me to be like,
We've actually often said about
that's it.
You.
That's the clip.
We've often said about you needing to be committed, actually. So that's
That's the dating dilemma, actually.
So what's going on, Rach? Tell us what is happening.
Oh, so this time it's about gifts.
Gifts.
Right? So there's like this certain expectation when you are dating someone that once you get to a certain point, if you go to like their house for dinner or mostly dinner, eating out of some kind, you take a gift.
Oh my God.
Take a gift, right? And obviously, it's the same as if you were going to a friend's house. You would take like a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates.
Sure.
But should you have a more special gift for someone whom you are dating?
Well, from the sound of it, you're eating them out. There's your special gift.
Oh, I get to say it in that way.
No, because I can't physically give someone that and be like, thank you for inviting me to your home.
I think you can only physically give someone that.
You say, hang on, have they brought you a gift when they came to your house at some point? Like, is this like you kind of going, oh, crap, I've got to do this too now? Like, why? What have they brought to you?
I think it's a thing. Like, it's somewhat of an expectation. So
is
yes,
we what's she
both,
brought to your house?
Chocolates.
Okay.
And like beverages to
sure. Oh, like drink. like a wine pairing with
yeah.
Like
dinner.
to eat with you or to like just have as a gift though?
To eat with me.
Yeah.
But I bought her socks.
Okay.
Because she said that she has a thing for colourful socks.
Yeah.
So I took some socks one time.
Are you worried that you have to, like, top this every time?
No,
now? Or
no,
are you
no.
Like, oh, crap, now I've committed to a present.
Rachel has no problem topping each time.
Oh, Cameron, I just want to know, gifts, and, should you take a gift when you're going to someone's house?
For a date.
For a date. You've both gone radio silent.
Well, maybe it's a women thing. Cause me personally, right, when I started dating Matt, we didn't do like little gifts for each other.
Really?
Not when we first not near the start. Like
oh my gosh.
Maybe after a few weeks if we'd see something, because you got to get to know someone to know what they're into and stuff. Then maybe then you might get them something, but it wouldn't be an expectation like when they come over or whatever.
I think as well, like for Ro and I, we didn't really like someone didn't like come over to one of the other person's house for dinner. So this might be a bit hard for us.
Yes,
but like,
we didn't together straight away, like most gay men do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But like if we'd go out for dinner or something, like we wouldn't really eat in. And
when you were dating, would you ever just get someone like a surprise gift?
A surprise gift, yeah.
Even
but
if
that,
it's
I feel
not
like,
about going to their house, just
yeah,
like a
oh,
surprise
okay.
gift.
Outside of that, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. If I see something and go, oh, I think they'd like that. I do it today still for Ro. I see something and go, I think he'll like that, and I grab it for him.
Yeah, I did that the other day with Matt as well. But are you saying like you want to know the regularity of this? Like what's the expectations
yeah,
now?
And like, often? If they give you something food-related, should you give something food-related the next time you see them? Or should you like one-up them and then have this game of like every time just one-upping? I don't know.
You definitely don't want it to become like competitive gift-giving. I've been in that. It's awful.
Expensive.
I got you a car. Thanks, Oprah.
That Oprah, was it?
Sick Oprah.
No, yeah.
very sick Oprah.
Gifts when dating. Is eating out enough? Find out more here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Get it in ya. You are with Luke, Rach and Cam. We did get a message in from Rowan, the husband of Cameron.
I didn't mention it, so it doesn't count as my one.
No, I mentioned it, and I'm okay with that. I don't have any issues with you mentioning that he's your husband. Anyway.
He does.
Fun fact, apparently when you guys were dating early on, he in fact bought you flights to Perth.
Yeah, like a month in, he was going to Perth to visit his sister and I was like, oh, we literally just started dating. And so then he's like, okay, come with, and just bought me tickets.
I feel like I would accept that graciously.
Oh, I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the thing that when you're dating though and gifts start coming into play, depending on the gift type, that could sort of mean like commitment.
It could.
Is on the way.
Yeah.
I definitely think... If he flew you to Perth and you were like, oh, thanks for the flight, I'm going to go and bone someone else, like that would be, you know what
I mean? Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah. That's true.
It's that time you're down right and early.
Do you think it's like a thoughtful thing or do you think it's like an expectation thing? Because so for me, like the whole I got this person socks because I remembered that she had mentioned how much she likes colourful socks. And, like, so for me it was like, oh, like, here's something nice that I can do. But, like...
You're wondering if she only got you gifts because she thought she had to?
Yeah.
Probably. No.
Well, probably.
Oh, she's trying to lock you down.
Maybe she's trying to woo you through chocolates.
I don't think so.
Aren't chocolates supposed to make you horny?
It's true. Yeah. They're an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
African dizzy yak.
There's a song about it.
Yes. I think that sometimes, though, because I've had people in the past buy me things, when I was younger especially, not so much now. I've been Matt for 5 years anyway, but like even like...
They used to donate through your Cam website, didn't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. How did you know? Oh, you watched. Right, thank you. You're welcome. But yeah, in my early 20s, early, I definitely found there were people that would buy me things... And there was a bit of expectation attached to that. And when I ended up not sort of following through with like an ongoing commitment, yeah. They were like, oh, but I bought you this and we did this and we did that. And I was like, yeah, but that doesn't mean like you own me now. Like one of them bought me a video game, which was nice. I was like, well, that's really sweet. Like, you know, I like games and I was studying at the time and just sort of working part time. I couldn't afford this game that I wanted. And I sort of said, oh, I'll buy it in a couple of weeks when I can afford it. And then they brought it over to me. I was like, oh, that's so nice. Like, thank you so much. And then I stopped seeing them 2 weeks later, unrelated. Yeah. Got the game now. I'm sweet. Thanks. And they were like, oh. They were like, oh, I spent money on you. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't ask you to.
This is a very Seinfeld moment we're having.
I would actually really love to know, like, the most extra gift that you've been given or given to someone that you've been dating.
Us? Mm. I can't really
think. That's not to do with, like, a birthday or Christmas. I think it's an important question. Obviously, a trip to Perth within a month.
I buy lots of like small little nerdy things
that
I know he'll love. Like to congratulate him on going back to uni, I bought him a giant replica of like this gun from a game we play. That's huge.
Adorable.
I think we've been together for as long as you have though. That's sort of a bit less interesting. Yeah.
No, I mean,
like it's dating in terms of gifts, but like in when you're married like, and you're like, oh, I bought my husband this gift. It's like, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's like early days gifting. Like if early days someone goes, here's a car.
Like here's a $300 perfume or something. Like
I actually had someone they might be listening and it's not negative on them actually, so it's fine. But very early, they wanted to date me and I said, yeah, let's go on a date. And we had a date together and it was fine. But there wasn't like real proper chemistry. You know what I mean? Like it was fine. Lovely guy. And then they bought me tickets to go and see Kylie Minogue with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty extra.
Yeah, concert tickets was something that I used to get a lot concert when I was tickets. A little strumpet.
And so I was like, oh. And it was funny because I did, in that moment, I did feel like, oh, you've made this. They were like good seats, like probably $200 tickets. I did feel a bit like, wow, you've bought me Kylie tickets. That's a big gesture. Now, what does this mean? And I felt like at the same time, one of their friends said to me, don't you hurt him. Don't you hurt him. And I was like, your friend said, don't you hurt him. And then you bought me Kylie tickets and I don't want to. I was just like, what do I do?
That's such a lockdown move as well. Oh. It's two tickets for you and I and it's in 3 months. So we better still be dating then.
And it was. He bought them like pre-sale. So I was like, and you know what? God. It was funny because we didn't really see each other that much in that time either. Because it wasn't like we were dating. We'd been on a date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we still kept in touch, but it was like, hey, Kylie's next month. Like, oh yeah, it is too. Like it was very... I didn't know how to handle it. And it's probably the most extra gift I've been given in the very early stages of dating, that's for sure.
What Kylie tour was this?
It was the one...
At Rod Laver?
Yeah, it was at Rod Laver.
And she came out with the boxing gloves on?
No.
Because that's the one I got tickets to.
It was when she did the acoustic I Believe in You on stage.
That might.
In a cappella.
Oh. It could be the same one. I can't remember now.
And that's the concert where I also met Anthony Kalia, which was really random. And then now he's on Joy and I'm on Joy. And yeah, it's all connected.
Mm.
Yeah, so there you go. Stupid fun story, text. No one cares. yeah, I think.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.